The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Glad to have you guys with us today. 5 minutes past the hour here. I'm extremely frustrated. I was watching the news today. This Hobby Lobby case is now being taken to the Congress, where the Democrats are trying to lobby this Not My Boss's Business Act. Okay, the Supreme Court's Hobby Lobby ruling, right, that kind of backed them up on them not having to provide contraceptive coverage, right, per the Affordable Health Care Act, that they don't, that is against their religious beliefs. The Supreme Court did back Hobby Lobby on that. And so Democrats now are urging Republicans to support the bill they nicknamed, quote unquote, Not My Boss's Business Act. Now, what frustrates me is both sides agree that birth control and contraception and how I look at it, don't both sides agree the bosses shouldn't be involved? How I look at it and how I think a lot of conservatives look at it, and which I've talked about before on my show at great length, is don't have employers pay for people's health insurance. Okay, it's not the boss's business. Employers don't want anything to do with your birth control. They don't want to pay for it. They don't want to not pay for it. Get it out of the equation. And Democrats are saying not my boss's business because they don't want the boss to say I'm not paying for it. And then that in turn means your contraception is their business. I've never seen two sides agree on the same statement, but the philosophies are completely opposite. That to me just is driving me crazy. You almost see the Democrats make the argument that we've been making non-Democrats this whole time. Whether you're a Democrat, Independent, Republican, you know, the Affordable Health Care Act has pros and cons. I'm seeing a lot more cons than other people. And the biggest con I see with it is you're demanding that somebody else get involved with our personal lives and our personal insurance. And I think everybody across the aisle can agree we do not want employers having any control over whether a woman gets birth control. Well, then do away with the Affordable Health Care Act. That's how I look at it. No, no, no. The other side is no. You stick to the act and you force them to pay for the birth control. So they're now trying to override what the Supreme Court. I don't get that. You don't want the boss involved. You keep the boss out of it. Employees can get their own contraceptive coverage or their own health insurance. We were just talking about in the previous hour how 80% of people with mental illness are unemployed. Well, if they're unemployed, they're not getting insurance. This is a ridiculous system we're in. Why is the insurance based on the whim of some employer? Get employers out of it. This, okay, Not My Boss's Business Act. I guess we have both chambers of Congress, women's rights groups, senators urge Republicans to support this. They say we are here to ensure that no CEO or corporation can come between people and their guaranteed access to health care. Great, get the employers out of it. I don't understand. This is an issue that Democrats now are hoping will sway voters in the midterm elections. With their control of the Senate right now in jeopardy, according to ABC News, Democrats are trying to energize and awaken liberal voters who tend to sit out of congressional elections. Many people sit out. Harry Reid. Senator Harry Reid, where I live, he said that he intends to bring the bill to the Senate vote as soon as next week, adding that anyone who opposes the measure faces a risk of being treated unfavorably come November with the elections. Now, this is stupid that this issue is so politicized. We're talking about people getting their insurance and getting the medicines that they need. Okay? You need as few people out of that process as possible. The bill is called the Protected Women's Health from Corporate Interference Act. It mandates that employers cannot disrupt coverage for contraception or other health services that are guaranteed under federal law. It comes a week after the Supreme Court's ruling that for-profit companies can deny contraceptive coverage under the company health plans if it goes against, sincerely, their religious beliefs. So look at this. This new act is going to mandate that employers cannot disrupt coverage for contraception under or other health services that are guaranteed under federal law. Well, then what does the employer do? He fires you. Now, if the employer fires you, does that disrupt the coverage? Yes. When are we going to get the insurance away from the employers? They don't want it anyway. I'm an employer. Do you think I want to be involved with my staff's plan and pay for it? No, I don't. Okay? I mean, these are private decisions my staff has to make. And here I am picking their health insurance plan based on pricing, based on what's good for me. No, you want to know that whoever is picking your health insurance plan has you individually, not your coworker, you individually in mind. And if you don't think that employer is going to do that for the next 20, 30, 40 years, or you're going to be with that employer for the next 20, 30, 40 years, you need to get out of that situation. Okay, employees all across America are now in dire straits because now we have an act demanding that the employer has to be the one in charge of your health care. Am I the only one that has a problem with this? And it's not because I think it's unfair to employers. I think it's really unfair to employees. I don't know what the answer is, but we're really going about this all wrong. We're adding bills on top of bills on top of bills, cementing the employer to your uteruses. And nobody wants that on either side. So I agree, get your boss out of your contraception by not having your boss pay for your health insurance. We need to come up with ways where we could get our own health insurance despite our employment status. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The national debt is $15 trillion. Boston U economics professor Lawrence Kotlikoff astutely points out that after factoring in guarantees such as Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and defense expenditures, the national debt is closer to $211 trillion. Mathematically, this debt is not serviceable via taxation. And for politicians on Capitol Hill, default is not an option. So we can expect the Federal Reserve to monetize the shortfall, resulting in even more confiscation of our hard-earned savings via inflation. Hi, my name is Adam Miller with Midas Resources. In light of the MF Global swindle, it is now more apparent apparent than ever that our savings investments are not secure in the hands of traditional banking institutions overseen by government technocrats kept in their back pockets. Call me today at 800-686-2237, extension 148, to find out how you can protect your savings from confiscation with liquid, portable, and private precious metals. I'll even send you a booklet titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold to serve as a guide. That number again is 800-686-2237, extension 148. 800-686-2237, extension 148.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now's the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. I really do appreciate it. You can follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We also have an iPhone app and an Android app. You can download those anytime you like. They're free, and you can listen to The Dr. Dahlia Show whenever you want. You can also call in on our answer line whenever you have medical questions at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Whether we're on air or not, we will address your question the next time we broadcast. And emails, definitely email us at drdahlia.com if you have any questions you want read on air. By the way, when I was having password issues, one of you, a while back I was having password issues, I had to change my password, and one of you had called up telling us that one way to deal with these passwords where you need 12 letters or whatever is to come up with a phrase. So if you come up with a phrase like what's up, something like that, it's easier to do because these random letters are driving people crazy. And I know you don't want to come up with a password that somebody could hack, but I never remember my passwords. And I'm getting sick of that forgot password button that I have to keep hitting. So anyway, I really appreciate the calls. I love it when you guys call. Love when you guys message me because I get some really good information. So I really do appreciate it. I just want to quickly talk about some of the Emmy nominations. You know, the Emmys, a lot of us think twice going, wait a second, you got the Grammys, which is music, you got the Oscars, which is movies, so the Emmys are TV show. Yeah, alright. So, TV shows, and the only reason I knew about it is I was watching CNN or Fox today, and they were talking about the Game of Thrones. The Game of Thrones getting 19 nominations for Best Series. Breaking Bad also is up for Best Series. Drama, I don't know who I would pick between Breaking Bad, Game of Thrones, House of Cards also. Love House of Cards. That's on there. Downton Abbey, Mad Men, and True Detective. I haven't seen those yet, but I heard they're good. Mad Men, I really want to see. I just haven't. Alright, it's hard. I have to prove to my husband that it's not going to be a girly show. Best actor, Bryan Cranston for Breaking Bad, Jeff Daniels for The Newsroom, John Hamm for Mad Men, Woody Harrelson, True Detective, Matt McConaughey, True Detective, and Kevin Spacey, House of Cards. Again, they're all good. I mean, here's the thing. I think Kevin Spacey does a wonderful job with House of Cards. If you haven't watched House of Cards, you're going to have to get through the first few episodes. You may not like it in the beginning. You know, but then when you get hooked, you really get into it. Same thing with Game of Thrones. By second season, you went from, okay, I don't know if I like this, to, oh my gosh, I have to see this whether I like it or not. That's what Game of Thrones says to you. Breaking Bad took a couple episodes to get into it, and then you were like, oh, whoa. Best actress, Lizzie Kaplan for Masters of Sex. Never heard of the show. Claire Danes for Homeland. I need to see Homeland. I still haven't seen that yet. Kerry Washington, Scandal. Robin Wright, House of Cards. Wasn't Robin Wright Jenna in Forrest Gump? Yeah, I think she's a good actress. I think she's good. Best supporting actor, Jim Carter for Downton Abbey. Josh Charles, The Good Wife. Peter Dinklage of Game of Thrones. I don't know who that is. I have to look it up. Aaron Paul for Breaking Bad. My guess is Aaron Paul is going to win. He was phenomenal. He was the guy that was, I can't think of the name, you know, the cohort in Breaking Bad. Yeah, Best Supporting Actresses. I don't really know much about the women, all right, because I usually watch the other types of shows. Oh, Best Series Comedy, The Big Bang Theory. You know, I saw one episode on a plane. It was okay. It wasn't super funny. Modern Family, I saw that was funny. Louie, Orange is the New Black, Silicon Valley, and Veep. I watch Veep. I like that one a lot. Best Variety Show, The Colbert Report for Stephen Colbert, The Daily Show, Jimmy Kimmel Live, Real Time with Bill Maher, Saturday Night Live, still up, and Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. The Best Reality Competition Program. They got The Amazing Race, Dancing with the Stars, Project Runway, So You Think You Could Dance, Top Chef, and The Voice. And then they have, like, Best Actor for Comedy Series would be Ricky Gervais. I like him a lot. Don Cheadle, Matt LeBlanc, Best Actress, Julia Louis-Dreyfus for Veep, Amy Poehler. I'm not going to name them all. All right, but you know what? Cool stuff. I don't know. I forget the guy's name from Game of Thrones, the one that plays the dwarf. I love him. And I can't find him in this. I am sure he's somehow up for something. I hope so. I really hope so. Okay, I'm trying to think if there's anything else that would pertain to us. Probably not. Miniseries, American Horror Story, Fargo. I never saw that. All right, I think we're done. Good. All right, so, but what's significant about this that I always find interesting is how things are changing. Most of these winners or these shows up for nomination or most popular have nothing to do with the major networks. Yeah, you got a couple from ABC, a couple from Fox, but many of these are like Netflix, AMC, you know, and that to me is kind of fascinating. How, you know, I'm still of the generation where I am trying to buck the whole computer thing, okay? How you and I were probably trained is you don't rely on a machine, okay? I don't know if it was because of the Terminator 2 movie. I don't know if it was because of, what was that movie with Matt Broderick in the 80s? War something? War Games? Yeah. Okay? You just don't trust the machine. Okay? You do things yourself. You don't use a calculator. You do your math by yourself. Okay? You don't rely on translators. You learn the language yourself. You do things yourself. You memorize the periodic table. You go and find a book. If you can't, now everything is at our fingertips. We don't have to go to a library. We don't have to put any work into memorizing something. We don't even have to memorize our family's phone numbers. I have no idea what my brother's phone number is, what my sister's phone number is. I don't know what one of my brother's phone number is because their numbers keep changing and it's just too difficult to keep remembering. And I don't have to remember. I have a smartphone. I don't have to remember these things. And so this reliance on computers, I still try to mentally buck because I think I'm doing something wrong. I feel guilty and I feel like I'm going to be vulnerable. But then, you know, you see these trends, all right, or, you know, TV. What we watch on television now is downloadable. Okay, yeah, we may not watch it on our computer, so we may somehow hook it up to our TV. So yeah, it's on a TV set, but we're not getting it from the TV. We're downloading it. Everything is downloadable. You know, music. Okay, you know, it used to be you turned on the radio and you listened to a song. No, now it's Pandora and it's iHeartRadio and it's, you know, things are different. And this same sort of philosophy is also transcending to other markets and other technologies. You know, I can't tell you how many people I have as patients or listeners who are out of work, newspaper people, or editors, or people that worked in print. Print doesn't exist anymore. Print has been huge forever. Print has been one of the number one forms of media for decades. Until the last 5, 6, 7 years, it has completely plummeted, and those industries are almost non-existent. Really? Nobody holds a magazine anymore. They're holding their iPads, and they're looking at the magazine through that. And it's changing so much. It's changing our access. It's changing medicine. We talked about a couple days ago that test where you could evaluate sputum or saliva on a smartphone. We're going to be using phones and smartphones with our patients. I have been bucking electronic medical records for years. I know they exist. It's just most of the doctors say it's a pain in the butt. Most of the doctors regret ever starting it, but they knew they had to. But paper charts are going to be a thing of the past. No more paper. Well, I don't like having everything in a database, especially when it comes to my patients. And we've talked about this. I find that very scary. I find that very vulnerable. And I don't want my patients in a vulnerable position. Now, maybe I'm just old school. Everything's going to be computerized. Everything's supposed to be backed up. I have to trust it. And eventually I will, because now these insurance companies are mandating and demanding that it happens. And the government will eventually mandate it because we're going to have to be able to communicate with other hospitals and not by fax. But nobody's faxing anymore. Any of you in the faxing industry, you're going to start to see that drop out because everybody's emailing each other. In fact, I forgot. I wanted to get some information on Truvada from a doctor that does HIV medicine. And I go, yeah, just fax it. He's like, no, I'll email it. And I'm like, oh, crap, because that means I got to go back to my email. I don't like going to my email. I mean, except for my listeners, but I don't like getting things in my email. My email box is too crowded. I have too many emails. Okay, in fact, my hotmail.com won't even let me search my emails. I have too many emails. All right, there's over there, you know, we're on overload. So it's interesting. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Another couple trends I've been bucking. One thing that I think a lot of us like to buck is the smell of gas, right? When somebody passes gas, we like to kind of avoid that too. Well, this headline attracted me. This headline caught my eye. It comes from Mail Online. Their headline is, "Could sniffing flatulence be good for you? Potent gas can help prevent cancer, strokes, and heart attacks." according to scientists. Okay? They say that the hydrogen sulfide stinky gas that's produced by bacteria as it breaks down food in the gut, even though it's toxic in large doses, may actually help protect cells and fight illnesses. This is according to experts at Exeter University. They say when cells become stressed by disease, they try to draw in enzymes to generate their own minute quantities of hydrogen sulfide. The chemical helps to preserve the mitochondria, which drives energy production. It's kind of like a battery source in blood vessel cells and regulates inflammation. And without it, the cell can switch off and die. Researchers have come up with a new compound named AP39, which assists the body in producing just the right amount of hydrogen sulfide. I produce too much of it. I don't even want to, no thank you, none more for me. They believe it would help prevent and reverse mitochondrial damage, which is a key strategy in treating conditions like stroke, heart failure, diabetes, arthritis, dementia, and aging. According to Professor Matt Whiteman from the University of Exeter Medical School, when cells become stressed by disease, they draw in enzymes to generate these small amounts of hydrogen sulfide because it keeps the mitochondria ticking and allowing the cells to live. If not, they end up dying. So they have this compound called AP39, which will deliver small amounts of it. Now, I know some of you are like, well, should you bottle up your farts? No, you should not. No need. And let me see. They say, although hydrogen sulfide is known as pungent, foul-smelling gas and rotten eggs and flatulence, it is naturally produced in the body and could, in fact, be a healthcare hero with significant implications for future therapies for a variety of diseases. Okay, this term, healthcare hero, right? It makes you think Obamacare, doesn't it? So my prediction is Obamacare is going to now probably include something that has to do with farts, right? What do you think? Listen, okay, you know how we talked about marijuana and how medical marijuana now is the next big thing and how I predict we're going to be using medical marijuana because it's going to save money? My guess is the gas. I don't know. I've never been involved in any of these tests. I know they're blaming our flatulence for global warming, and I really apologize for that. But I apologize for my share of global warming. I guess it is my fault, right? Because I eat meat. What is it? Right? They blame us meat eaters for global warming. I have no idea what medical benefits farts give, except, you know, it helps, you know, bring the stool. You know, it helps those mass movements of the stool go through the colon. You know, speaking of marijuana, did you guys hear about this new city ordinance out of Berkeley? Medical marijuana dispensaries in Berkeley must give some of their pot free of charge to low-income patients under this new ordinance approved by the city council. They say at least 29% of the marijuana each dispensary gives out needs to be given free to dispensary members who have very low incomes and are Berkeley residents. The ordinance also stipulates that free pot must be of the same quality on average as the pot other members buy. According to NBC, the Bay Area, the city council has defined very low income as $32,000 a year for one person and $46,000 a year for a family of four. So do you guys get what this means? If somebody has low income, they are now dispensaries are mandated to now give them and allow them access to free medical marijuana. Now, on one end, you could look at this as going, oh, thank God, medical marijuana is so important and life-saving. They need to be able to have access. Low-income families and people need to have access to health care, so we are helping their medical conditions. All right? That's something that has to be done. It's promised under Obamacare. Yet on the other side, you can look at it as going, okay, now wait a second. Do we have any proof that this helps medical, and then are we, if people lose their jobs because they're high on pot and they say they use it because they're depressed or anxious about not working, then they get their medical marijuana license so they could technically stay unemployed and get their free pot and we are adding to the unemployment and, you know, and enabling this type of behavior, that's kind of crazy. Now, we know Berkeley to not be the most conservative of towns. So I'm not shocked by this, but this is one of the most extreme things I've seen yet when it comes to medical marijuana. We have no absolute proof. We have an idea that it helps with a lot of medical conditions. All right, I have a real good hunch it helps with people's blood pressure. It may even help prevent diabetes, believe it or not, even though you would think it would cause munchies. A lot of my pot smoker patients are slim, and I have not diagnosed them with diabetes. It's very, very interesting. I mean, I'd really like to see some studies on marijuana and insulin sensitivity, because I got a hunch there may be something to this. But they're just hunches. We have no proof that medical marijuana helps, you know, save lives. So why are we mandating that people give this stuff out for free for people with low income? And why are we incentivizing somebody to get their pot with, you know, by having low income? You know what? If I just made a few thousand dollars less, I wouldn't have to pay taxes and I could get free medical marijuana. You know, we're incentivizing the wrong way. I don't get that. I really don't. Now, the marijuana dispensaries, they're going to do whatever it takes to be open. Remember we talked about how in Seattle, they're already worried about selling out. Okay, but that's another concern too. I'd like to see what the dispensaries say about this. If they're already worried about selling out, and now they have to give 29% of their inventory away for free so they could sell their pot. You see, this is why I think the liberals really, really love the whole legalizing marijuana thing. Because you have these guys by the cojones. If they want to get the allowance to sell marijuana, the legal clearance, and to get their permit or their license or whatever they need, they are going to have to dance to the tune of the government. And there are thousands of people who want to sell pot because this is the biggest get-rich scheme out there in this horrible economy. People are making bucks selling their marijuana, but only certain people can do it. It has to be approved. So, of course, the government's like, you want to know what? If we want to give out freebies, let's put the pressure on these guys. And they'll probably say, yes, I'll do whatever it takes. I don't know how this is going to work because I'm under the impression that they are running low on their supply of pot. But because, you know, I mean, can you grow it fast enough? I think we were talking about how it takes us, you know, 3 to 6 months, I guess, to grow marijuana plants. I mean, that's, people I think are going to be consuming it a lot more. Okay, but I'm sure the government's going to own the farms or whatever, but I don't know. I just find this troubling. I would like to see studies. I understand we don't have studies. I understand that. We don't have studies because it's been illegal. All right, so now that it's starting to become legal, we could actually now legally have people on it. We could legally study it, all right, without having to worry about the government on our case. But, you know, giving away 29% of your inventory, you know, not a lot of reason for people who are on the cusp to go out. I mean, they could get free pot. Wow. 1-877 Doc Dolly. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I didn't believe it.
Neither did I.
No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time consuming expensive office visits?
No, and no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, husbands are not going to like this, but the wives are going to love it. There's an M Couple app that I think this is creepy, but it's called M Couple, and it'll show the wife, right, or the partner, text messages, contacts, call history, and Facebook messages in real time, allowing you to see everything your partner does on their phone. Now, I think this is a huge mistake because we talked about how people need privacy in marriages, a lot of privacy, okay? But if you think somebody's cheating, wow. This will give you all that information in real time. It could even show you the GPS coordinates of the phone, allowing you to see exactly where your partner is at all times. I'm wondering if I should download this on my kid's phone. That would be interesting. Know where his phone is. Text messages. Your mom sucks. I know she sucks. I hate my mom. Yeah, what do you want to do? I don't know. I want to leave or put her into a home. She totally blows. Agree. Oh, my gosh. If I saw that, you know what? Maybe I don't want to see that. Maybe I don't want to, you know. I told you my one of my sons, you know, mumbles a lot when he talks. You know, everything is like, The only time I really understand what the hell he's saying is through text. You know, even though he doesn't text big, long messages to me, at least I know what he's saying. It's somehow audible or delineated, I should say. Anyway, to use the app, obviously, the phony or the victim, right, whose phone you are watching, he's supposed to agree to having it installed on the phone. Okay, however, how you get around that, I guess, which, again, I am not encouraging, is you're getting your partner's phone for them, you download it on there, and then you hand them their phone. According to, I guess, somebody on the app's Google Play page, it really works. Thanks to this app, I'm single right now because I caught my ex-girlfriend cheating. It hurts, but I really thank you guys because I found out what's true. By the way, she is the one who told me to download this. Wow. Apparently, the free app creates an ID for each user. Users can share IDs and start manually tracking each other's devices. Why would you want to do that? See, for me, I want my husband to know where I am because my husband is my Jack Bauer. My husband will be the one to save me. If, God forbid, anything goes wrong. Okay, I know, you know, Don, I've worked with Don for many years now with GCN, but no, I don't know if Don is going to get in his Batmobile and run and save me, okay? You know, unless maybe we hook up the apps together. I don't know, Don, do you want to? Probably not. All right, but anyway, so my husband is my Jack Bauer. So he's the one that has to come and save me if something goes wrong. And so I may want him to have mine. Because honestly, I really don't talk to Dirk from high school or Facebook him anymore or anything like that. So I don't really have to worry about my husband getting all jealous of Dirk. You know, and maybe that'll help. Every time I think my husband's acting up or making me mad, I could just, you know, start a conversation with one of my old friends from school and then he'll be like, uh-oh, she's talking to him. I better be nicer to her. Yeah, honey, I won't tell you to go on a diet. You can go ahead and eat that chocolate cupcake. I'll leave you alone. That's what I thought. Okay, anyway, they say the app runs in stealth mode. It does not appear on the phone owner's apps list, which means people, if you think your partner downloaded this onto your phone, you better check. Wait a second, if it's not on your apps list, I don't know how you find out. They say it works in a similar way to encryption lockers that are designed to be hidden deliberately and can only be found by the installer. These apps are designed to protect information and privacy. Subscribers can choose to sync the data automatically, only over Wi-Fi, or manually, and if automatically sync, it's select. You know what? I want this on my son's phone. Okay, I don't need to know what my husband's doing. I really don't. I'm fine with that. He's good. Listen, okay, I mean, he's stuck. I mean, look at who he has. He's got me. You think, you know, some 22-year-old skinny, pretty girl has anything on me? I mean, he's married to Dr. Dahlia. He's not going nowhere, I don't think. I hope not. But are you leaving? But anyway, but I think I'm going to install this on my son's phone. That's great. I love this whole stealth idea.
I'm leaving with Dirk.
Oh, my husband says he's leaving with Dirk. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Researchers say they found new clues to autism. There's a genetic mutation that increases the risk of a certain form of autism and causes the specific traits has been identified by researchers, according to drugs.com. They say the finding may eventually enable doctors to do pre-birth testing for the gene mutation called CHD8 to identify babies who are at risk for autism. Now, this is huge for some of us, okay? When I did my genetic testing, when I was pregnant, I'm like, I don't want to know because I don't care. I'm giving birth no matter what. But it is very helpful to know early on so you could start the interventional therapies that you need to. I'm just hoping nobody uses this as an excuse to abort or anything like that, okay? They say this is a big leap forward in our insight into the causes of autism, according to study leader Dr. Raphael Bernier at the Autism Center at Seattle's Children's Hospital and associate professor at the University of Washington. They said it's possible we may be able to look at features in utero and determine a higher risk of autism, possibly even early detection. Now, autism is considered a neurodevelopmental disorder, meaning it stemming from the brain and affecting their development a variety of ways, okay? And research is finding that the earlier you could institute therapy, the better in terms of their communication, social skills, etc. So they looked at 6,000 children with autism and found that 15 had the CHD8 gene mutation. All 15 of those had similar physical characteristics. Larger heads, prominent foreheads. Many of them had sleep disturbances, constipation, other GI problems. And so, again, still small. I mean, 6,000, it's not a terribly small sample size, but it's not the biggest sample size out there. But it's definitely a study that gets a nod, okay? Meaning, you know, they may be onto something here. So if you do find that it is a gene, and the exact gene, then we can also tell parents, look, don't freak out about getting vaccines. Don't freak out about using your cell phone. That's not what's causing autism. Although I am very suspicious of fibroids in utero. I told you guys that many of my patients who have autistic children, also luck of the draw, had fibroids at the time they were carrying their baby. Fibroids is the extramuscular tissue among the lining of the uterus. And so that was a huge, you know, correlation to me, meaning maybe there is some environmental impact, you know, that could be causing the difference in utero. You know, one of my family members, I noticed the bigger her fibroids are, the more severe her autistic child. All right, you know, because she has kids of four levels of the autism spectrum. And so, you know, you just wonder there. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if it would be all completely genetic, but right now I'm still thinking it could be both genetic as well as environmental. It's just I don't think it's the environmental triggers that unfortunately get wrong media attention. I don't want anybody not vaccinating their kid or anything like that. I mean, you know, we know vaccines save lives, and I definitely want people continuing to do that. All right. This was interesting. Researchers reveal that 3% of women suffer from extreme sexual addiction, and they are very, very hypersexual. Now, there are ways to tell. Okay, we're coming up on break. I'm probably going to discuss this tomorrow. All right, as long as I know there's no kids in the minivan listening. Okay, you know, yeah, it's pretty adult rated. Don't go away. We'll be back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Take me down to the little white church.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.